Members, just as we start off here, our intent is to spend the next couple committee sessions. Again, not sure exactly sure about next week's schedule, but certainly today, and I'm certain we'll have multiple hearings on kind of the general topic of rules and regulations and regulatory relief. And so we will begin that today. So maybe Senator Daley, why don't you take the microphone at the other end, and we'll be hearing Senator Daley's legislation, Senate File 1614. And before you get going, Senator, I guess a couple of remarks from me based on our experiences and discussions over the last couple of months, just to kind of set the table for this kind of discussion and this kind of legislation. It's my sense, and actually I'd love for other members to kick in with their thoughts, that as we visited with businesses, job creators, local chambers of commerce this summer and fall, and you literally just asked them the question, what can we do? What can the state do to help? That in many instances, the answer was stop, adjourn. That there's this sense of, okay, what is government going to do to me next? And sometimes that's federal government, and sometimes that's local government. But I literally think one of the loudest applause lines was for just adjourn, just stop doing more. And so I think that sentiment falls into this this idea of rules and regulations. I do think a lot of it starts with the federal government. And the rules that they are changing and the new regulations that are coming on board. And I think for Minnesota businesses in general, they don't necessarily even distinguish between levels of government. They just know that more's coming, and they're kind of looking over their shoulder. And if businesses and job creators are looking over the shoulder, then they're probably not creating jobs. And so kind of the two areas that I hope we can work on over the next couple weeks and make a part of this session for the Jobs Committee is what can we do to provide a little more certainty to these businesses so that they're not looking over their shoulder, so that they're not feeling like here comes more. And so two ways to do that is, one, let's slow down, or as Senator Lilly will be talking to us, maybe even stop new rulemaking right now. And then secondly, what Senator Daley's proposing for us today is, how can we set up a structure that actually looks at what's on the books now and talk about identifying obsolete rules and regulations, rules that impede job creation, rules that are no longer necessary. What can we do to identify those and even take them off the books? So that's probably a little more than you needed from me, but that's kind of the spirit that this particular piece of legislation comes. Before I get to you, Senator Daley, I have Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to add to what you said, one of the things that I'm also hearing, at least in southeastern Minnesota, from small business owners is we have employees or people in the same agency that are interpreting the same rules and regulations differently. So we need to bring some consistency across the state agencies, and I've had conversations with both the MPCA and the DNR, and we are making progress, and as well as the administration. I think I'd like to compliment the governor on that as well. I think he's doing some good work to try to bring some consistency to those state agencies. But exactly what you said, and then also the consistency piece as well.
Well, and thank you, Senator Miller. And members, you know, we had a year ago, we were talking about some of the very same topic, but particularly on permitting and licenses and, you know, getting a faster answer from government, getting a faster answer from state agencies. And we passed some legislation on that. The governor signed that as well as did his own executive order. So I think that there is room for work for bipartisan work on this general topic. My understanding is that the Senate Environment Committee has already taken up some legislation that would again talks about the deadlines and the speed of governments of state governments answer. And so we'll be hearing that as well. So that'll be another part of this discussion. So stay tuned for that one. I think that's Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Good.
So we'll be working with his committee. And, of course, this topic also falls into the state government committee's jurisdiction. Yeah, all right. So I'm sorry for stepping all over you there, Senator Daley. But why don't you start us off and with Senate File 1614.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Senate File 1614 is a bill I refer to as the Small Business Regulatory Review Act. And before we get started, I'd like to introduce as an author's amendment the A1, a delete all amendment.
Does everyone have the A1? All right, Senator Daley, to the A1. You want to describe that? Should we have staff describe the amendment, the changes that you're making?
If I could, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to set the stage before we walk through the bill.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Senator Daley.
I want to set a positive tone before we even start by saying thank you to all of our business owners, our job creators in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota is a great place to live. We have a superb quality of life. We've got great water, clean air, and as to paraphrase Garrison Keillor, all of our kids are above average. But we can't rest on our laurels. We now live in a globally competitive environment where all and we need all levels of government to work at the speed of 21st century commerce. During, as Mr. Chairman mentioned, the tours that we had of various large business and small businesses throughout the state of Minnesota this summer and fall, we heard about their concerns a number of times, the tax structure, the regulatory environment, the high cost of health care, and their base energy costs. Yesterday we talked about the first item on that list, and that in the respect that we talked about the business property tax with Senator Peterson's initiative, and today we're going to talk about number two on that list, the regulatory environment, with this Small Business Regulatory Review Board. The current rulemaking process clearly isn't sufficient for our job providers, and we need to do what we can to improve that environment, that employment atmosphere that we have for job creators in Minnesota. This bill is designed to give our small business owners a bigger platform, a voice here at the legislature, to suggest changes to rules that will allow them to operate more efficiently and cost-effectively. If they're able to do so, and this is the bottom line, they can hire more Minnesotans. Our entire economy can prosper greater. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go to the bill. If folks could go to page one, and in section two, we talk about the creation and the purpose. So there's three types of rules that this will address: the existing rules, revisions to those rules, and proposed new rules. Section 3 talks about the board itself, and it consists of small business owners and legislators. Section 4, board determines that if there's a detrimental impact, they'll be tasked to report to A, the agency with jurisdiction over the rule. Let's see if I can go right to that where that is. That is line 2.21, number 1. Number two, the chairs of the House of Reps and Senate committees having jurisdiction over that agency. In the next line, 2.24, the Legislative Coordinating Commission. The report will make recommendations for changes to the rule that will improve efficiency and the cost effectiveness that I just mentioned. My goal with the board and its formal communications with the agencies and the legislature to be able to quickly find workable solutions to allow our job providers to grow. So what we're talking about really is one word, and it's a partnership. Partnership with our job creators. Before we go into some more detail, I just want to share an example from another state. There are other states that have a similar type of board, and the two that we looked at were Hawaii and Wisconsin. The Hawaii board made recommendations last year, 2011, on 50 sets of new and amended rules that often supported legislation by submitting testimony and bills of interest to small business. I'm just going to read you a portion of a short testimony from the Hawaii Bar Owners Association. And I quote, "I'd like to thank you, members of the board, for all your help in our discussion of the last draft of the Health Department's administrative rules. It is an effort that I am sure does not often yield overt praise and accolades, but I, for one, am convinced that all your efforts are for the betterment of everyone here in Hawaii. That includes the business owners, their employees and families, and even the bureaucrats. Again, it is my intent that this legislation be an efficient, effective way for small business owners to communicate and work with us here at the legislature. Again, the bottom line, to help our job providers to hire more Minnesotans." With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to turn it over to Tony Quillis, who has some additional comments.
Okay. Mr. Quillis, as you're joining us here, members, let's adopt the A1. Put this into the form that the author would like. Senator Daley moves the A1 amendment to the bill. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. A1 is adopted. Mr. Quillis, welcome to the Jobs Committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for allowing me the time today to comment on Senate File 1614. Appreciate the time for your comments. I wanted to stop briefly now that I know that there's a Hawaii Bar Owners Association. I'm wondering if the Tom and Jerry's branch from up in northern Minnesota might want to open a facility there.
I'm not the owner.
Yeah, I know, but we know the owner, and maybe you and I can be the branch owners. Mr. Chairman.
I could be the owner based on how much I've spent there.
TV.
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, we'd like to speak in support of Senate File 1614. We think it's moving in the right direction, and it's just another option for rules and regulatory review to help small business owners identify obsolete and duplicative rules that might be in our statutes. We think it also provides a nice venue for small businesses to offer alternatives to such things as reporting requirements, fee structures, and compliance schedules, and whether they should be quarterly or yearly, whether we can do this electronically or not, and how we renew things. So, Mr. Chairman, with that, I just wanted to thank you again for your time and allowing me to speak in support of Senate File 1614.
And for either Senator Daley, thank you, Mr. Quillis, Senator Daley, or Mr. Quillis, I think we've all been a part of discussions where, around the table there's general agreement. Oh, yes, we need to clean up the books. We need to get rid of rules that don't make sense. But then when you ask the next question, which is, okay, can you identify one? Do you have a specific idea? Sometimes it's a little harder to get some more specific. I don't know if either of you have an example or a process that you were involved in, but to kind of give us a little more, at least an example of where this could be going and the kind of discussions that could ensue.
Mr. Chairman, just off the top of my head, there was an example for it. It's not dealing with rules, and this bill will deal with rules, but it's an example of an idea from a small business, a resort owner in central Minnesota, where there are proposals to increase the boat fees in the state right now and dedicate some of them to aquatic invasive species. And there's other proposals to move through. But this small business owner, as you can imagine, has got pontoons for rental, jet skis for rental, fishing boats for rental, also for water skiing to go through. And the boat licenses renew on a three-year process. So one of his ideas to the Department of Natural Resources was, and I thought it was a good one, why can't I just do one fleet registration with you? It'll take some time to move it into, to compile everything into the three-year time period that they use at the Department of Natural Resources. But for resort owners, why can't we just have one fleet registration, allow him to do it electronically, and pay for it online? And that's just one idea of something I think is a great idea brought forth by a small business owner that would benefit all the agencies, at least in the Department of Natural Resources in this circumstance.
Thank you, Mr. Quillis. Senator Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Quillis brings up a good point, and I was wondering, is there a reason for this? I mean, I support this. I think this is a great idea. I mean, I come from an area of the state where we have, if you just look at something like Polymet, it's It's been $35 million and 6 years of trying to put an EIS together, six or seven different agencies going at it to try and get this done. It's really, really frustrating to just try and adhere to the environmental standards and do what's right and not be able to get it done. And so I'm all for trying to figure out better ways to do business. But my question is, basically in regards to what Mr. Quill has just said, why are we only sticking to rules? Should we go to statute? Should we add statutes into this also? I'm thinking we should look at everything, as opposed to and not just what's governing the agencies, but what's governing the state, because there might be some laws, there might be some ways of doing things that are causing people a little bit of heartburn that could make it easier instead of just so. I think we should take a look at all of government and, as opposed to just the rules. Rules are way worse than the statutes, from what I can tell. I think the books are, that much bigger than the statutes are. But for purposes of this board, rules are enough. But it would seem to me if we want to really get to the bottom of everything, that we should encompass everything as opposed to just the rules.
And just to Senator Daley, if you want to address that and. If I could also suggest, you might want to talk a little bit about your experience with the Sunset Commission. And I don't know if that has more of a look at laws as opposed to rules, but I think Senator Tomasoni raises a good point. Senator Daley.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Tomasoni, it's a great point. With respect to my experience on the Sunset Commission, this year we looked at boards, health boards, and commissions. And the structure of this rulemaking board would be similar in that it's a legislative body. It's not a new agency. It would be part of the LCC, a subcommittee, basically at the same level as the Sunset Commission. And while my thought was to address rules, rulemaking, that could be part of the conversation. And as that dialogue begins and continues, we can discuss that and make that part. Certainly that conversation can occur in those meetings to address the concerns that small business owners have at every level, whatever it is.
And Mr. Chairman, I would hope then that I don't know if we need to do it today, but maybe we can discuss it as we move along that we don't limit this board to just rules, and you can decide that. I mean, we could put and or statutes so that when they are looking at these various regulatory provisions, that they have the flexibility to go somewhere else, and that somebody on the commission doesn't say, "Well, that's not our charge." So at least you have the flexibility. And just one more thing, the membership seems to be a little slanted to me, I'm wondering if we can even that out a little.
Mr. Chairman,
because some of us might want to be on that just to help you out a little bit.
Senator Daley first, and then okay. I'll go to Senator Metzen.
Just a quick reaction to Senator Tomasoni's comments. I am very open to, since this is a new entity, it's a new idea, I am open to that suggestion, and I very much would look forward to working with you to see if and or statutes is something that works and makes sense. And the composition of the board itself, we've had conversations up to this point, and it's changed probably three or four times, trying to figure out what is the right composition. So I'm still open to getting that right.
Senator Metzen, to the
yeah, I just want to piggyback. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Daley. I'm sure you're trying to get a bipartisan effort on this, and like Senator Tomasoni said, well, number one, and it's fine, the Speaker has the authority to do two, and I would guess they would be Republicans. And number two there, the subcommittee and committees controlled by seven members to four, I believe, or whatever it is. No, that's the Rules Committee. Whatever the subcommittee, I forget now. Yep. But then the next one is three members of the Senate appointed by that. That should be four, two Democrats and two Republicans. Two and two, not three, because the three would be obviously two Republicans and one Democrat. So at least in that area, I have concern. So I would hope you would be in agreement with that. We're talking on this committee lately about being a family and getting along, and I think that that's a small change you could make, and you still would have.
Senator Metzen, So you're looking at Section 3, number...
121 and 123.
But does I'll look to counsel on this. Does 1.25 doesn't that more specifically try to even this out?
I don't think so.
No, those are in addition to.
No, it just kind of, Mr. Chairman, it kind of more even dictates more specifically
right. That
the chairs were Republicans would automatically. So I think that doesn't help. I think where you have to change something is 120, 122, and then some language in 125 that either the leads or something.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Daley.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Metzen, the original language that was drafted had left out the section 125, or lines 125 through 129. And because of what you said, I had the same concern. And so I wanted to not dictate too much detail, but I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the Senate that made these decisions, but that it was minority party in the Senate, minority party in the House. And you'll see that language 127, 128. The bottom line is I want to continue working with you to get the right composition, because I do want this to be bipartisan, bicameral, and for all the right reasons.
I got a couple other members, so let me circle back to you, Senator Thomas. Senator Kreif, I don't know if it's on this point. I'll promise to come back to you if it's on a totally different point.
This specific point.
Senator Kreif.
Not on this specific point, so let's circle back to me.
Okay, Senator Nelson on this?
This is on this.
Yes, my comment, thank you, Mr. Chair, is on the makeup of the committee, because we know that that's so important. And I'm trying to figure out here how many public members are there?
It's a Senator Daley. Mr. Chairman, Senator Nelson, it's a 6-5 composition with 6 legislators and 5 small business owners.
Okay.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My comment would be if we're going to – we should maybe have more on the side. I would flip that around. I think it's very important that we have a business owner – a majority. I mean, these are the folks that are in the field so that would be my just suggestion, that we not have it too heavy with legislators, but get our small business people.
Senator Thomas.
So just a suggestion, because I'm following Senator Metzen on this one. You have the speaker appointing two, the Senate appointing two members of the public. I would suggest the governor appoint two also. And then to even it out on line 121 and on line 123, and instead of 3 members of the Senate and 3 members of the House, put 4 members of the Senate and 4 members of the House. And then on 127 and 129, after the word Senate, strike the word 1 and put 2. And on 129, strike the word 1 and put 2, so that you have the minority party appointing 2 and the majority party appointing 2. And that way it looks bipartisan, completely bipartisan. And then wherever the members are of the public that they appoint, I'm hoping there'll be people. I think that down below it says who they have to be. So that specifies at least a type of person who has some experience that can give some pretty good hands-on experience to the legislators.
Thank you, Senator Thomasone. You make a good staff.
Well, I got to replace here if you want to see the copy.
Who goes?
Senator,
you've done a few.
Senator Torres Ray, you had your hand up. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Daley, I want you to know that I met with a group of business leaders and some people who are working with the governor on the Urban Initiative project, and they said something like what you said, Mr. Chairman. Why don't you just, go away, and you'll see that we kind of do things well. And I think you were, I think that was a very good recommendation. This is exactly the opposite of this. And I said that publicly. I made a comment during that meeting about how much we really need to deal with the bureaucracy that we have. This doesn't help us. And it's not because it is a bad idea. It's because this is our job. This is our job. We need to come here. You need to appoint a committee and tell us. Figure it out. This is our job. And I am not opposed to having these boards. It's just that the business community constantly is coming to us. You know, we had a three-hour conversation about certification, and they showed me the map. It is unbelievable, the regulations at the county level, the city level, the state, and what business owners have to go through to get their certification. Now we have a board. I really want to ask you not to do, not because this is a bad idea, but because business owners are precisely asking us not to create more entities that add to the bureaucracy. And what we need to do is we need to sit down and figure out what are these barriers. You already know the barrier. You just stated for your area. I have a lot that I can give you information from business owners who have told me what is that we need to do. And if we go around here, we can put about 6-7 recommendations in one day, Mr. Chairman, and give them to you and start figuring out. We're going to have this conversation, and we're going to have a little fight about how we agree or disagree with those rules and start changing them. But when we add this, so my questions, you know, about this board will be, you have all of these questions about who's going to be in this board. You're in charge today. Tomorrow we don't know. And 10 years from now, I don't know. So it has to be done in a way that functions for any, you know, political control. But where is it going to be housed? You know, this commission that I was part of the day before yesterday, they don't have staff. And they said, well, who's going to do this? And everybody look around, not me, not me, not me. We need staff. Oh, let's go to the legislature and find money. This is going to happen here. You're going to have money for this. So I'm sorry to be so long, but this is precisely what we need to do. We need to figure out a way to get our business done with the resources that we have. That's what you have been saying all along. And get it done. I said this to the commission. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to submit those recommendations to you, Mr. Chairman, and it will be up to you to act on them and have a hearing if you want to. I hope so. I hope you do. But I really believe that this is our job. We need to do this. This is the committee's job.
Senator Daley, to that, and we'll have some more conversation, I'm sure.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Torres-Ray, there is an element which that you say, that you're talking about, with which I agree. And I do not want to create more bureaucracy, more government. So with respect to that, I agree with you. However, with the nature of what we do here, we are not providing a mechanism, a forum, an opportunity to have that partnership with the businesses as far as the details of those rules. And the level of getting in the weeds, we just don't have the time to do that here. This board provides that mechanism for those small business owners with a very small fiscal note. This is not going to be a behemoth. I mean, this is a small board. We're trying to keep it small and tight so that it does provide a mechanism, but it's not creating more bureaucracy. It's at the level of the Sunset Commission, so it's part of the Legislative Coordinating Commission. It's not a new agency. It's within the legislature, and it's a partnership so that we can work more closely with the small businesses, small business owners, those job creators, to hear what they have to say. Doing it in this committee is part of that, but this is an extension of that to get to the level of detail that they need, that we need, to address the concerns of proposed new rules or existing rules or revisions to those existing rules that just doesn't exist today.
Senator Lilly.
Mr. Chair, members, I think this is precisely a direction that we should be going. I think we've talked about trying to offer some indications to the business community that we are trying to listen. We are attempting to offer areas that we can have agreement. Senator Kielash and I serve on a committee on the Workers' Comp Advisory Council Board, and I think that's an example of both parties, all sides, coming together to talk about issues that are very challenging. And I am excited by that board in that we do as much as we can to take politics out of the issues, which are very political in many areas, many cases, but we attempt to take the politics out of it and have meaningful conversations away from legislative process so that we can come back to the legislature and offer ideas and concepts and direction that the legislature can act on, and there's that bipartisan support that we've been able to work on together. And that doesn't mean we always agree, but I think that some of these councils do work very effectively, and I think that this is one that we can tell the business community that we are here to listen to them, to participate with them, and to offer alternatives that help us to minimize those roadblocks that seem like they make sense in rulemaking sometimes, but truly don't offer as much benefit as the cost to the business community and to the job creators.
Chairman.
Let me get Senator DeCry first. Senator
okay.
Wilson, Senator DeCry, thank
comment
you.
Comment on his.
thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things I want to start out by saying is Senator Tomasoni and I did have a talk the other day, and we did come to a consensus, I think, that we agree on an awful lot more than we disagree on. And I think especially with providing an avenue for our business community to succeed is something that's very important. As I've watched the legislative process, I think each of us come up with a specific rule that we see that that we think has to be changed to better the business community, and we try to put a bill forward to change that rule, and the book gets bigger. Every time we do something here, the book and the list of rules get bigger, and one supersedes another one. And what I envision, Senator Daley, from this new board, if this is a question for you, is I'm hoping that this does some bigger picture things, that it we bring the business community together in such a way where we might actually take. And make the book smaller, you know, rather than adding more rules and adding more statutes. And by the way, I do agree with Senator Tomasoni that I think this should be more than just rulemaking. This should be statute. So we can look at the big picture. And I'd like to see the book get smaller, if you will. And is this intended to do that? And how do you perceive that, your approach on that?
Senator Daley.
Mr. Chairman, Senator DeCryf, I absolutely agree. That is the intent. I would like to see the book, the statutes, smaller. And this is not more bureaucracy. What this is a venue, an opportunity for those small businesses to make it less bureaucratic.
So from now on, I will call on you as Senator DeCryfasoni.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Both of them.
Or Senator Tomasoni.
Was it upgrade or a downgrade?
this is for you, Senator Daley. What spin forward, either months or a year, what kind of product would you hope that this kind of group would come up with? Maybe that would be helpful for the members to hear. What's the product? And my assumption is it's a package that we act on, we the legislature, to start rolling some things back. Senator Daley.
Mr. Chairman, members, it's both a process and a product. The process is giving the small business owners an opportunity to have their voice heard, to participate in these discussions, and the product is a report that will go to you as one of the stops along the way, to this committee, so that we can hear some of those concerns. And as I mentioned before, it'll go to some other areas as well within the legislature so that those other committees that have an impact on those rules, so that rulemaking, they can address that, as well as the agencies. So the agencies are also involved in this conversation. So while they're not on the board, they are not only welcome and invited, but encouraged. We want them to be a part of this process. So when it's before that subcommittee of the Legislative Coordinating Commission, this board, has those different agencies whose rules are affecting our small business owners will be part of that process.
Senator Metzen, owe you a call? Here. Go. Please, Senator Metzen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So the recommendations would come back to us. Is that correct? And
yeah.
We would deal it. So we'd be the backstop. Mm-hmm. I don't see where it says that in here, but that's what I assume you mean. I think it should be spelled out better. And also, Senator Lilly was talking about the Workers' Comp Board. The way I understand it, the reason that works is because it's 50-50, labor and business, which, you know, and that's what I think I'm trying to do here, along with Senator Tomasoni, to even out the playing field on the board. So is that right, Senator Kielash, that the board is split 50-50? And I think this is skewed too much, so I think we'll correct that before we leave here, I'm sure, but that's what Tomasoni and I are looking at that. And thirdly, or whatever it is, they usually pay these people for showing up to meetings, and there's nothing in here about money. I don't know if people come from all over the state. I believe they should get the stipend, a per diem, and the mileage to do this. So I think there should be a section in here that spells that out. It's not going to be that much money, but they deserve to get a stipend for their efforts.
Thank you, Senator Metzen. I agree.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Daley.
In quick response to some of the points that Senator Metzen just mentioned, the report is mentioned on line 2.19, and the bodies to whom that report will go are mentioned on 2.21, the agency with jurisdictional authority of the proposed or existing rule, 2.22, the chairs, the House of Reps and Senate Committee having jurisdiction over the agency, and 2.24, the LCC. With respect to your comments about the stipend, I agree, and the folks over at MMB are working on a fiscal note which would include that. I don't know exactly where they are in that. That was part of the intent, and perhaps staff or council could give an update where we are in that process, if possible. If you don't know, that's something that we do need to work on.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair and members, I believe Mr. Jensen mentioned this morning that I think they are working on a fiscal note, but it's not back yet. And also on line 2.3, on subdivision 3, it talks about the terms compensation, removal, and vacancies, and that is section 15.0575, and that allows $55 per diem for a member who's on a board, a public member. That's the statute that talks about boards and terms of compensation. That's on line 2.5. I didn't reference specifically the per diem, but that would govern the per diem for a public member.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry I missed that subdivision 3 for some reason, but thank you.
Senator Metzen, no need to apologize. Ms. Fontaine, so I have three things have been brought forward that I would like to at least start to address either by amendment and in discussion. One is the idea of broadening this to include, to also look at statutes, also look at law. Maybe I'll stop on that. As I understand it, this language has been drawn off of the APA, the Administrative Rulemaking, blah, blah, blah. So it might be, we might have a challenge in drafting this accordingly, but any quick thoughts
on that?
That's
true. Mr. Chair and members, that is correct. This is placed within the Administrative Procedures chapter. And I think the two purposes for the board creation was to review proposed rules or revisions. So once there was a proposed rule and it was going to be published in the State Register, the notice would go to this board. So for statutes or laws, you know, you probably wouldn't go through that process. But perhaps on the back end on Section 6 on page 3, like with the review of rules or statutes, perhaps they could do a review of statute or laws or statutes along with their annual review of the rules, maybe somewhere in there. That's the only thought I had. But I don't know if I'd have to this would be placed in a different chapter since it is administrative procedures and talks about rulemaking. Those were kind of my initial thoughts then.
All right, so think about that a little bit, Senator Daley. And then the second of three pieces that we wanted to talk about was the actual makeup of the board, a search for some balance, and Mr. Senator Tomasoni and Senator Metzen had some specific thoughts. Did you?
Well, Mr. Chair, I did. Monte? I wrote down some notes and numbers based on what Senator Tomasoni said. So
I started it.
Oh, pardon me, Senator Metzen.
This would be Metzasoni then.
Metzasoni.
That's like pepperoni. Metzasoni.
So, Mr. Chair, members, I think the composition would then be 14 members. And so on line 1.16, amendment, if that's what Senator Metzen or Senator Tomasoni chooses to do, would be 14 members. And on line, so it would be two public members appointed by the House, two public members from the Senate. And then on line 1.20, I think the suggestion was to have two public members appointed by the governor. And then on line 1.21, we'd have four members from the Senate. And four on 1.23, four members from the House. And then I would change down on 1.27. The second one would be two members from the minority party of the Senate on line 1.29. The first one would be two members from the minority party of the House of Representatives. And I think that totals 14. So that would be the changes.
Well, Senator Daley, again, something for you to think about, and I think I share your, I think we all have this initial, we have two reactions. One is, okay, we don't want to create more, another piece of government, another piece of bureaucracy, but I think this is different. We're distinguishing it from that. We also don't want to create something that's too big. I mean, you actually want to get some things done. Senator Daley, any thoughts on just the overall size?
Mr. Chairman, members, not just the size, but the composition. Now we have, I just want to go back to what Senator Nelson mentioned. She suggested more small business owners than legislators, and there's a part of me that says, you know, that there's some merit to that because this is about small business owners. We want to hear from them. And now this is six of those small business owners and eight legislators. So gut reaction there is, I understand the desire to have it even, bicameral, bipartisan, but it just keeps growing, and we're not hearing more from the small business owners. That's my initial reaction.
So hang on, Senator Kiesch, let me get through some. There are three pieces that I wanted the council and the author to think about. So one is broadening it to include laws. The second piece was this balance and size and makeup idea. And then the third was, do we need to be specific as to what we want them to produce, when we want them to produce it, you know, a report? Maybe that's already taken care of, given our earlier discussion. But Senator Daley, do you feel that it's clear what we want them to do and when we want them to do it and where it goes? Maybe I'm just unclear.
Mr. Chairman, members, I do believe in Section 4, lines 2.10 to 2.25. It's seems like it's spelled out with the review and recommendations, with a report. As far as the timing goes, on page 3, line 3.12 and 3.13, it says by January 15th each year, and then go back to 3.9, beginning in fiscal year 2012. Annually, this should be reviewed. Report due by January 15th. If it were me, I'd actually change it to December 31st, just so that it can be done, so that when the legislature convenes January 3rd or 4th on those odd number of years, all that work is done and we can see it.
Senator Daley, this is your bill. This is you. Mm-hmm. Do you want to change it to that?
I do want to change it to that.
Okay, so here's what I want to suggest. I think I had Senator Nelson with a comment.
Yes.
Senator Kielash as well. All right, so Senator Nelson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Daley, I want to thank you for bringing this bill, and I want to address Senator Torres Ray's comment and the chair's comment, too, about the hesitancy we have in designing another government agency. And I usually approach legislation that way, too. But I have to say, the way that you have this particular bill written, I think, is exactly what we need to do. Because it's taking the voice of business, and it's looking at what we're already doing. And I specifically like lines 2.15, 6, and 7, where you're specifically asking this commission to look at if we're creating barriers, if we're increasing the cost of conducting business, or if we're requiring additional compliance. Those are the things that our business owners are struggling under. And the very fact that what we currently have in place and any new thing that we would recommend is going to be evaluated in these terms with a report coming back to us, I think is how we can clean up our language to be a more job-friendly state. So I think this is on the right track, and I want to thank you for that. And the wonders of technology, I just got an email right now from one of my small business owners, and I'm only going to read the last sentence. First, he says, "No wonder Minnesota is losing businesses. Between the provider tax and all the other fees and things we have to pay, this is getting out of hand. Small businesses are hurting, too, and this kind of thing isn't helping." So I'm emailing my constituent back and saying, we're working on this. We're looking at a review board to look at those things that are causing you to either go out of business or keep businesses from coming here. So good job, Senator Daley.
Senator Kulesh.
Senator Dietzick had her hand up before me. I don't know if you get your question answered, but anyhow, is there somebody from the administration here? That's one of the things I'd like to have comments from the administration, if there's somebody here that's willing to at least talk. That's one thing. One of the things that
do you want me to just ask?
Is there anyone
here from the administration that would like to
comment on this?
Senate File 1614.
One of the things that the reason I bring it up is because in yesterday's testimony on the permitting, the administration came and talked about all the in the environmental committee about all the things that they were doing right and how well it was working, and that some of the laws and rules that were in that permitting bill were actually going to slow down and bog down some of the permitting process or make it more difficult. So I wanted to make that clear. I'm surprised somebody from the administration wouldn't be here to comment. The other thing is that I talked to Senator Daley the other day, and it's like we're already doing all of this stuff every year. The administration and all the different agencies come to us with things to change their ability. They're looking for rule changes. They're looking for deletions in our laws that make it easier for them to govern. And we have a governor whose staff and whose commissioners are really working hard to try to get through these rules. So I'm wondering if this isn't just redundant. And the other thing that just strikes me is, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is already doing all of this stuff. They're the ones reaching out to the small business and saying, what's your problems? They come every year to our committees and say, here's what's wrong with your laws and rules, and we address those as best we can. So setting up another commission to do this just seems like it's redundant and overkill, number one. And the other part about this is that in the few months that this commission is going to meet and try to put together a list of rules and regs, are they going to be able to get to every part of the state where the issues are different in Senator Tomasoni's district compared to Senator Torres Ray's district or Senator DeKreist's district or my district? And, you know, if that adds to the expense in order to get all those, set up all those hearings and to make sure that we're hearing not just from certain businesses that are willing to come to the Capitol, but we also need to hear from those businesses all over the state. So, and that adds to the expense of all of this. So I look at this and I kind of go, if you're going to do it, it's going to take more time than what you've got here to do it right. It's stuff that I believe is already being done. It'd be nice to have the administration come and talk about what they're doing to streamline the rules and regs on business already. And one of the things that it strikes me, and I want to just go into Section 4, you know, things that are creating a barrier to business formation, operation, and expansion. Well, some of that is our environmental laws. is this going to come back without any value system on environment and fair businesses practices and all the rest of it, things that, you know, all these laws and rules and regulations are in place because somebody abused it along the way. We created those laws to protect the public from that. So there's no value system that I see that says we want to have a great place to do business that includes fairness, honesty, and protects the public. So yeah, a lot of business can say get rid of these regulations, get rid of this permitting, and, you know, we'll be just like a state like Mississippi that doesn't have any rules or regs and abuses the public with impunity. So if that's the direction we're going, this is a bad thing. And it's, you know, like I said, it's stuff that I believe the administration's already doing and the business community is already doing. And all it's setting up is another, you know, feel-good organization. Look at what the Sunset Commission did. They sunset almost nothing after all the meetings that they had because we've already done a good job of that. And like Taurus Races, that's our job. And we do this every year as we try to fix these rules and regs. And Senator Metzen can confirm that as a chair for several years of this very committee and what they've done and their committee's done to try to make this a good place to do business. So.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, Senator Kielash isn't wrong about the chamber and about the rules being reviewed and laws being reviewed. But I think what happens in those particular situations is that administrations who are in charge of the agencies have a tendency to defend their rules as opposed to finding ways to make the rules better or to work better. And if, for example, the chamber makes a recommendation, it comes across as being partisan, and there's some kind of a bend to it, and so someone decides to fight against it, and we get into these arguments here. One of the reasons, and Senator Metzen brought it up, and I think Senator Kielash mentioned it also, that I want this to be a bipartisan and equal membership commission is because of the fact that we want to sit across the table from each other and figure out what we can agree on and bring back a recommendation that is truly bipartisan and to get the legislature to act on it. You might be right. They might find that everything's being done and that there's nothing that we can change. And we might find that businesses come in and say, you know, it's just too hard to do business in this state, but have no suggestions. I mean, that might happen. But at least we'll find out, I think. I think it's worth a shot. And incidentally, I think, as long as I got the microphone, I honest to God think we got to stop saying in this legislature that Minnesota is a bad place to do business. Because I think we send a terrible message coming out of here that Minnesota is a bad place to do business. I think we should be saying Minnesota is a great place to do business. We're going to make it a better place to do business.
That's right.
Because what you end up doing is you end up getting headlines that say, bring your business somewhere else because Minnesota is a bad place to do business. Now, I personally believe that we got 5 million people in Minnesota and North Dakota only has 750,000 for a reason, okay? And it's a way better place to live, okay? And it's a way better place to do business. But the fact of the matter is that the headlines keep coming out, Minnesota's a bad place to do business. We got to start promoting ourselves, and we got to start being the people who say this is a good place to do business. We're going to make it a better place to do business.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Daley.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Tomasoni, I couldn't agree more with just about everything you just said. I would have proposed this 4 years ago when the Pawlenty administration was doing their thing. You're right on the money. Agencies do tend to defend their rules. So this is not aimed at any administration, whether it's Pawlenty administration, the Dayton administration, because you're right on the money there. Minnesota is a great place to start a business, grow a business. And that's how I started out my comments. I couldn't agree more. We want to market this as a great place to do business, and I think this is just one small measure. As I mentioned yesterday, this is not a silver bullet. This is just one silver BB.
Babies. All right, that's...
Oh. Senator Torres Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize to the members. I have had to step out during these conversations, but I have large groups of constituents who come to visit, and I have to be out. So I apologize for missing some of the conversation. Senator Daley, I know that it will be impossible for me today to change votes on this. So I'm not going to try anymore because these discussions have not really been conducive to that. But I'm just going to say these for public record. I believe that this idea is good. I believe that what you are pursuing is effective and it should be done. So I commend you for that. We need to figure out how do we make things simpler, more accessible to people, and all of these things. I agree with you. The concept is good. The process is not. The process is creating a bureaucratic entity that will not work. And time will tell you. I have been, this is my 20th year in government. Only five here. But I worked for state government 16 years before I got here. Okay, so I gotta tell you that what needs to be done is that we need to do work. The existing institutions need to do their work and get it done. We need to get this done. This doesn't have a house. This doesn't have staff. This doesn't have the bones. This doesn't have the skeleton necessary to do the powerful thing that you want to do. What you want to do is powerful, and you need a powerful entity to do it. This is not. This doesn't have staff. I am surprised that the administration is not here to tell you this is not going to happen, because when you have a mandate that is huge without resources behind it, it doesn't happen. I have been part of those things for years. It doesn't happen, Senator Daley. And you will be here, I hope you are, 20 years from now saying, darn, here we are. We created another body. And what have we done? Very minimal. So let's get together, get it done, figure out what are these rules, what are the complexities, give a recommendation to our chair, and act on it, chair. This is my recommendation. I just want to say this for the public. I don't believe that I'm going to be changing any votes. I just want a public record on having said that today in 2012 session. Thank you.
Chairman.
Senator Mattson.
I guess I would go on the side of trying to do this and see what happens. But I think what I would do, Senator Kielash and others, is unless it's on here, I missed something earlier when I spoke, but have a sunset provision where come in for a couple of years and if nothing's going good or if you're not really doing any work, we review it and it's done. So I, otherwise this would go on forever, and I think the legislature technically would be able to do it, but I think you should still have a date in here and give them, a couple of years to come back, and if they're not doing what the Senator Thomasoni and Kielash think that some people should be doing now, then maybe they come back with not much. And we'll find out. If they're not effective, it's over.
Thank you, Senator Mattson. So, Senator Daley, here's my suggestion. We've got the time today to work on this, change this, and pass it. And I'd like to, because it still has another step or two to go.
Meat and potatoes.
For the record, we have a quorum present. What I'd like to do maybe is take a 5 or 10 minute recess, have you huddle with Senate counsel and with Senator Thomasoni, and cover those two or three issues that we talked about. Then we can bring forward an amendment to the A1 and move this along.
That's right to do it.
I think in a pretty good spirit this morning. So I'm seeing some head nods. So let's again, yeah, don't go far, but we'll recess for about 5 or 10 minutes and scrub this up.
Sounds good, Mr. Chair.
Recess. Sorry to give you that. But
something good here.
Well, we're basically there. Let's take care of it.
I don't have any money. I should invest in a couple of those.
you, Senator Daley and Senator Tomasoni. Thank you, Senator Metzen. Some others have added some more input here. So I think what we end up with is what will be in the form of an oral amendment. And Senator Daley, unless you want to make any other comments, what I would suggest we do is ask Senate counsel to describe the language and the changes, and then if Senators Daley or Tomasoni want to comment on it, and then we will
That sounds good, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Fontaine, I'm speaking slowly because I know you're still writing.
Okay, Mr. Chair and members, and Senator Daley, Mr. Chair, whose amendment is this? Is author's amendment?
This is the Tomasoni amendment to the A1.
This is the Tomasoni amendment to the A1 delete everything amendment. I'm going to go through again just quickly what I discussed previously with the 14-member makeup, just to have it on the record, if you don't mind.
Please.
So on membership subdivision 2, starting at line 1.16, I'm going to have 14 members instead of 11. And then on line 1.20, we're going to have two public members appointed by the governor instead of one. There will be on line 1.21, four members from the Senate, 1.23, four members from the House. And then I'll make corresponding changes on line 1.27. We'll have two members from the minority party of the Senate, and on line 1.29, two members from the minority party of the House. And then on line 1.31, after the period, I'm going to insert at least two public members must reside outside of the seven-county metropolitan area as defined in, I believe it's Chapter 471. I don't know the exact site, but I will include that citation, Mr. Chair. On page 2 in Section 4, I think the way where the intention is to now require the agencies to annually review the statutes, laws, and rules of the agency. So on line 2.12, it's going to now read, the board shall review all rules submitted to the board as required under Section 14.1294. That is for all the proposed changes to new rules or existing rules. And then say, and reports submitted under Section 14.1295, which is the annual report requirement for them to do a full review every year. And then where on line 2.18, where it says proposed or existing statute, rule, or law, I'm going to put that wherever it says rule. I'm going to also include rule or law. So I think there are only a couple places on line 2.18 and 2.20 where I'd make that change. And then the report would still go to the agency with jurisdiction over the rule, statute, or law, and then still go to the chairs of the House of Representatives and Senate committees with jurisdiction over the agency and to the LCC. And obviously for the rules, they would proceed on a slightly different track just because of the Administrative Procedures Act versus statutes would come in the form of a bill to be changed, and that would be something that each committee could deal with.
Okay.
On page 3 of the bill, then, on line 3.8, I would just strike delete of rules and just have it be a review, and then I can put in annual report. And on line 3.9, I would insert statutes, laws, and rules. So it would read current statutes, laws, and rules of the agency. And then on line 3.12, I'd also insert before rule, statutes, laws, or rules, or rule. And then I believe Senator Daley mentioned that he would like to change the reporting date. And the only reason I put in January 15th is it has been sort of a common practice, I guess, to not have agencies submit something on like December 31st or January 1st because it's burdensome to them, although they can submit it earlier. It's just January 15th was sort of a historical date, but I can certainly put in December 31st if you would like, Senator Daley.
I think that was the author's intent.
Okay, so I'll put in by December 31st each year. And then there will be a new Section 7, and it'll be expiration. And it will state that Sections 1 to 6 will expire on June 30th, 2016. So that will be sunsetting these particular
sections, and then the effective date will stay the same. So if you have any other anything I've missed, please let me know.
Senator Lilly.
Just a clarification, line 3.2 on the third page, there's a rule there. Did I miss? Did you catch that one, that rule in statute?
The section 5 is only for proposing a new rule or an amendment to an existing rule, so it's something that the agency needs to look at when they're doing the rulemaking. So right. That would just be that's not part of the report. That's the right. Rulemaking piece. So that will stay just with the rule.
Senator Thomasoni, are you comfortable that reflects the work and the consultation you've had with the author?
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So Senator Thomasoni moves the oral amendment as described to the A1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. All right. The amendment is adopted to the A1. Senator Daley, any final thoughts or comments?
I do have one, Mr. Chairman. It is a point of privilege.
I don't think I grant those.
You've got the order already. So
all right.
Be careful.
Go ahead, Senator Daley.
I just want to say I have a shout-out to the mother of the best jobs committee administrator I've ever known, to Kathy Berger, who is in the audience today.
Yeah, we have
my mom here. Mothers.
That's pretty good.
Okay, you know, my office is the closest office.
All right, so we need to then move the bill as amended. So Senate File 1614, Senator Daley moves that we approve Senate File 1614 as amended. I recommend it to pass, and it's going to move to the State Government Committee.
I said that.
All right, so Senator Daley makes that motion. Senator Miller, was your hand up?
No, sir.
It was, actually. On the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you.
Thank you,
members,
everyone.
The motion is passed. Members, thank you for your work and your discussion this morning. We'll continue. Again, we're not sure about the next week's schedule, given precinct caucus and the current floor schedule, but I would like to try to make this have this committee meet at least once next week. Yeah. Committee's adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, Emily.
Probably me.
Good work. Thank you, Chief.